Norway, Northwest London, Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parsha Shmini, Chof Zayin Nissan, the 9th of April. We welcome back Rabbi Alan Kimchi Shlita, Parsha Shmini.
Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Sai. It's wonderful to be back here. My wife and I went on Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael 2 years ago. And life in Eretz Yisrael is wonderful. We're enjoying Yerushalayim very much. But coming back to reconnect with old friends and reconnect with the Kehillah here is always a great pleasure. And particularly this Beis HaMedrash has got a special place in my heart. It's my local Beis HaMedrash. I lived in Prince Park Avenue. This was my local Beis HaMedrash and a real beautiful Mokum Torah. And it's always a pleasure to come here and share Divrei Torah together. And once again, a big Yashar Koach to all the organizers, a big Kiddush Hashem to have this Torah Way organization. I'd like to share with you a few ideas connected to the end of Pesach and going forward. We're still in the month of Nisan. We're closing the last few days of Nisan. And Nisan has got a special segula to it, got a special koach to it. It's interesting, in the Haftarah of the very last day of Pesach, the 8th day of Pesach, a Haftarah which incidentally in Eretz Yisrael we don't have, obviously, because we haven't got an 8th day of Pesach, but the Haftarah is the famous chapter 11 of Yeshaya, which is probably the most definitive place in the whole of the Tanakh, speaking about Yemos HaMashiach. There are, of course, Ramozim in the Chumash to Yemos HaMashiach, but a detailed description of Yemos HaMashiach you only get in the Nevi'im, Yeshaya and Zechariah. And chapter 11 describes what Yemos HaMashiach will look like. And one of the most famous statements made there is V'gor Ze'ev in Keves. V'gor Ze'ev in Keves literally means the sheep and the wolf will live happily, live peacefully together. And the wolf won't have any designs on eating the sheep, and the sheep won't live in fear. And that is the and the pshuto shel mikra. Pshuto shel mikra is that nature will change; that even carnivorous animals will no longer be eating other animals, and there will be a shinui hateva. Right? Have a look in the Radak. My ancestor, Reb David Kimchi, 800 years ago, so he writes there, Yesh Mefarshim Azoi and Yesh Mefarshim Azoi. And this is a very important principle generally in understanding Yemos HaMashiach, that there are many Mefarshim, many deists, that indeed, Yemos HaMashiach, there'll be a Shinui Seida HaTeva. Nature will function differently, Yemos HaMashiach, will be a miraculous era. However, the Rambam, for those of you familiar, the Rambam in the closing pages of the whole of the Mishnah Torah, right, the 14-volume Mishnah Torah, ends up with Hilchos Melachim, and the last two chapters are Yemos HaMashiach. And he starts off by saying, Al tale al adas. You shouldn't think for a minute that Yemos HaMashiach, there will be a Shinui HaTeva, Ela Olam Kamin Hogei Noheg. Yemos HaMashiach, the Teva, the nature, human nature, animal nature, all nature will continue exactly as it always was. Only mankind, Klal Yisrael, and mankind will come to a new Havana, a new understanding of living with Yiras Hashem, Kimola Ha'oretz Deos Hashem, Kamayim Leyom Machasim, that the whole of mankind will be infused with Emunah and Yiras Shamayim and the morality of it, and that will be Yemos HaMashiach. There'll be new leadership, good leadership, and that will change the world, says the Rambam, without the need for any Nisim. There'll be nothing miraculous about Yemos HaMashiach. The Ramban and other Rishonim say, no, Yemos HaMashiach is a time when the whole world is reconfigured. Everything gets changed. In one place, the Ramban speaks about Yemos HaMashiach as going back to Odom HaRishon Lifnei HaChet. Right? So there is a complete transformation. Where do these two views come from? So as a result, this pasuk, I'm just bringing you this pasuk as a dogma, as an example, the Goraz Avin Keves, either it's meant literally, in which case indeed the world will be different, or, says the Rambam, it's a metaphor. It's a metaphor. It's a moshul. Gaza, even Keves means the Keves is Klal Yisrael, who is usually living in fear of being consumed by all the anti-Semites in the world, and that's the Zaev is the wolf, and Begorah Zaev in Keves means that Klal Yisrael will live with the rest of mankind peacefully, without any fear of attack, without any fear of hatred, and that's how the Rambam learns all these psukim, which appear to be talking about the supernatural aspects of Yosef Mashiach are really all metaphorical and olam kamin hagoy noheg. What is the origin of these two views, and what sense can we make of it? So I'd like it to connect it for a minute with Chodesh Nisan, and it's interesting to note that in our Seder HaTfilah, in our Tfilas, our annual Tfilah cycle, twice a year we say L'shona haba b'Yerushalayim. Twice a year we say that. Once at Leil Seder, and once at Ne'ilah, right? At Ne'ilah, at the end of the Yom Kippur, we say L'shona haba b'Yerushalayim. Haleidovahu, why would we choose those two occasions, forgive me, to say L'shona haba b'Yerushalayim? So I saw in the name of the Chasam Sefer that actually this reflects a machlokes tanoim between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, a famous dispute which is recorded in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Aleph. There's a whole discussion there where Rabbi Eliezer says that the world was created in Tishri, Hayom Haras Olam, that was the creation of the world, and therefore the Geula will also happen in Tishri, says Rabbi Eliezer. That Tishri is the month when the Geula will take place. Comes along Rabbi Yeshua and says, no, B'Nisan Nigalu, B'Nisan Osidim Ligon. So Rabbi Yeshua says, no, it's Nisan that is the month which is Masugah to Geula, not Tishri. That's the Gemara. Oh, thank you very much, David. Shkach. Okay, so on the face of it, and therefore, it brought down the name of the Chasam Sefer, we have a minag on Tishri, the end of the Yom Kippur, on Tishri, we say, Lashon HaBor B'Yerushalayim, to be Mekayim, the view of Rabbi Eliezer, and on Seder night, we say, Lashon HaBor B'Yerushalayim, to be Mekayim, the view of Rabbi Yeshua, that B'Nisan Negalu, that is a nice way of understanding these minhagim of ours, to say, Lashon HaBor B'Yerushalayim, on these two occasions. However, I saw in the writings of Rav Tzadok HaKohen, Rav Tzadok always somehow manages to take Agadatus of Chazal and take you just a little bit deeper into what really is going on here. He says that actually this machlekes is not what you think it is. It's not a debate about which month the Geula will take place. That's not pshat. The pshat is different completely. And it's as follows, that actually it's a question about what type of Geula we can expect. What is the sort of Geula we can expect? It's about the Mahus HaGeula, the essence of it, not about the date of it. Who cares the date? We don't care if it comes in Tabuz, so long as it should come already. The debate is, what will it look like? So Rabbi Yeshua comes along and he says, you know what? Nisan, Yetzias Mitzrayim, is a time of Nisim. Everything about Yetzias Mitzrayim was miraculous, right? The Makkos, the Kriyas Yamsuf, the Mon, everything was miraculous. And therefore, he says that the Geula will be a Nisan Dika event. It will be an event which resembles Nisan. And indeed, many of the Mephoroshim on Yetzias Mitzrayim, I'm sure you came across this in your Haggadah and your Leil Seder, say that the details of Geulas Mitzrayim contain within them the blueprint for all and every future Geula, up to and including the Geula Acharona. The Geula Acharona is grounded in Yetzias Mitzrayim. And therefore, he says, the Geula Acharona will indeed be miraculous. It'll be Lamala, Minateva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take us out, Hanibole Malach, Hanibole Shliach, take us out from the Kura HaBarzal, and life will be transformed by the Geula Acharona. That's the Mashiach that we're waiting for. Right? Comes on Rabbi Eliezer, and he says, no, and indeed this is, Rabbi Eliezer actually says this Mufurish in Sanhedrin, in Daf Tzadi Zayin. Rabbi Eliezer says that Im Ein Yisrael Osin Tshuva Ein Nigolim, that the Geula is dependent on tshuva. Right? And that, says Rav Tzadok HaKohen, is what it means by saying that the Geula will happen in Tishri. What is Tishri? Tishri is Tshuva. Tishri is Yom Kippur. Tishri is Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Tishri is when Klal Yisrael come to a new understanding of their own Madrega, and their own Emunah and Midas and everything, and on that basis the Geula will come. So in actual fact, the debate with Elazar and Abishua is not a question of date, says Rav Tzadok HaKohen. It's a question of, will it be, if you like, divine intervention? Will it be completely Sarusa de la Eila, coming down from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Or will it be Klal Yisrael have reached a new Madrega and a new Geula? That's the debate. And this is the two different views are reflected in the writings of all the Rishonim. Right, there are some who follow the Rambam, so now we go back to the Rishonim, we can now understand it a bit differently. The Rambam is actually following the shit of Rabbi Eliezer. And he's saying, how will the Geula come? Nothing to do with Nisim. It's got to do with leadership, it's got to do with Tshuva, it's got to do with a new understanding, it's got to do with Deos Hashem. Klal Yisrael of mankind will come to a new Havana of life. And so the Rambam is actually paskening in inverted commas, of course not really a psak in these matters, paskening like Rabbi Eliezer. Whereas the Ramban and other Rishonim say, no, our vision, of our understanding of Imos HaMashiach is a period of Nisim. Okay, so we've got the Gemara, we've got the Minag of twice Yishanah Bob Yerushalayim, we've got the Rishonim who follow one and the other, but here comes an interesting twist to this, which I find very fascinating. And that is in the Meshech Chochmah, in Parsha Shoftim, chapter 19, on the Pasuk, Im Yarchiv Hashem Es Gvulecha, a very beautiful Meshech Chochmah, where the Meshech Chochmah comes along and he says, this machlekes, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, also isn't what you think it is. It isn't a debate about what type of Geula we are expecting, and the one says Azoy, one says Azoy. The Meshech Chochmah comes along and he says, actually, nobody knows yet what the Geula will look like, and the decision hasn't been made yet whether it'll come like this or it'll come like that. Right? In other words, the idea of Achris Hayomim is actually there are two possible endings to this. And this is the famous pasuk in Yeshayah chapter 60 that we say in the Haftarah of Parshas Kisava, the last two words, Ani Hashem Be'ito Achisheno. So literally, Be'ito Achisheno means when the moment comes, it'll happen quickly. That's Poshet Pshat. But Chazal come along and they say something different. What do they say? They say, Zochu Achisheno, Lo Zochu Be'ito. What does that mean? Be'ito with an ayin, right? It means Be'es, that there is a predetermined case, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't let history go beyond a certain moment, right? If things haven't reached naturally their own level of Geula by then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring the Geula. And the Achisheno means I could bring it sooner than that. It could happen any moment. Right? Says the Meshech Chochmah, it goes like this. So here, it could go now either way. This is a very interesting thing, but this is how the Meshech Chochmah learns it. So he says, the idea of Rabbi Eliezer, that Yemos HaMashiach will be not miraculous at all, is Zochu. Zochu means if Klal Yisrael reach a level of tshuva, that's what he says, the Geula comes through tshuva. If they reach a level of tshuva and Emunah and Yirat Shamayim, then there won't be any need for Nisim. Nisim is a last resort. It would be much better if the world was transformed by Klal Yisrael, that they would come to a new understanding and a new Havana, not just Klal Yisrael, but the whole of mankind. That is Zochu, says the Meshech Chochmah. Zochu means that if the Geula comes early because of the power of human tshuva, then that's Rabbi Eliezer. That's Rabbi Eliezer's view. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, it's unlikely that Klal Yisrael will come to their own understanding and do tshuva, the whole of mankind. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to bring the Geula, even if we're undeserving of it, that is Nisan. So that's Rabbi Yeshua. So in fact, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer, it's like a story with two possible endings. We don't know yet what the ending is going to be. We could get a Rabbi Eliezer Dika ending, which means it'll come early if Klal Yisrael Zeiche, Zochu Achishena, or it'll come at the last final date, Right? And then it'll be Nisan. And then it'll be a complete transformation of the Seder HaOlam on all sorts of different levels. Incidentally, the same machlokes exists with regards to Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Right? Some of you might be aware that there's a famous Rashi in Sukkot Daf Mem Aleph, where Rashi says, I haven't seen it actually in the Gemara in the Bavli anywhere. Somebody told me it's in the Yerushalmi, but I couldn't find it. That the Rashi in Sukkot Mem Aleph who says that the Yemos HaMashiach, the Beis HaMikdash, will be come down, Be'eshitzat, will come down min haShamayim, fully made min haShamayim. It'll be a nace. The Binyan Beis HaMikdash will take place miraculously. Right? That's Rashi. However, the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira says, when it's time to build the Beis HaMikdash, it's time to get your hands dirty. It's time to get the architect out and get the plans out and learn Maseches Midas properly and learn all the measurements and look at Sefer Yechezkel by the Beis Shlishi. There are all sorts of different factors involved in building the Beis HaMikdash, but it'll be something that we do. Mm-hmm. Right? That Machlekes is also part of the Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua debate. Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua were discussing whether B'achris Hayomim, the events will be min haShamayim, will be a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the same way as Yetzias Mitzrayim was, or whether it will be like Yomim Nerai, it will be a time of tshuva and kapara for Klal Yisrael, because we mankind, so to speak, have reached a new madrega in our behavior and our understanding. And what's the answer to it? The answer is B'itu HaKashana, we don't know yet whether it will be one way or another way. So this is actually just an interesting he'ara on our Lashana HaBobi Yerushalayim that we say on Seder night, and an understanding, and that's what the Radak means when he says, V'goza Eivin Keves, Yesh Omrim, that it's a metaphor, Yesh Omrim, that it's a real description of events, that life will be different. Is it a machlek? Is it isn't? We don't know yet. Maybe it'll be one, maybe it'll be the other. Right? And that is, but when we learn about Yemos HaMashiach, it's important to know that actually there are different options, and that's what the Rambam means actually, the very, very, very end. He says, nobody knows, he says the Rambam, how it'll be until it'll be. That's the Rambam writes sort of enigmatically, he writes, it'll be, the details of it, basement-ish, but no, we don't know yet until it happens. And possibly that's what he means, even though he describes Rabbi Eliezer as Gula, right? But actually, he understands that it could be that if we don't reach Rabbi Eliezer's Gula, we will get Rabbi Yeshua's Gula, which will be Nisim. But our kol ponim, we are promised Lashana Haba of Yerushalayim, and that's the great promise of Nisan and Tishri. And it's interesting, incidentally, to note, historically speaking, of course, that Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, they lived at the time of the very, very end of Bayis Sheni. They were Talmidim Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. They lived through the Churban. And they lived to establish Yavne. In other words, they were part of that dor, that all-important generation, which went through the Churban, and when they saw the Beis HaMikdash destroyed, the Churban Bayis Sheni, they must have wondered about how the Geula is going to be brought about. In other words, the nature of the Geula was something very very actual for them, to see the Churban, to see the Golus, and to wonder how are we ever going to get back to Yerushalayim and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash after the Romans had massacred and destroyed everything. So they were, and when Rabbi Akiva is asked who his Rabbeim were, Rabbi Akiva says, my Rabbeim were Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer. So they were key individuals in the Masorah of Torah Shebaal Peh. And their understanding of Geula gives us sort of two different versions. A Nisan Dikah version and a Tishri Dikah version, and that is what this is. What this is about. Okay, that's something I wanted to tell you about the Chasal Sidur Pesach and the Shana HaBa Yerushalayim that we are still living with, and the final Haftarah of Shemini Shel Pesach. Something else special about Yontif here in Chutz Laaretz is Birkas Kohen. Now, Birkas Kohanim in Eretz Yisrael, we have daily. We have that daily. Baruch Hashem, have it daily. Why we don't have it daily in Chutz Laaretz is a little bit of a mystery. Rishonim and Achronim deal with it. L'chore, it should be, it's a mitzvah min haTorah for every Kohen to do Birkas Kohanim. Why the Minna came not to do Birkas Kohanim daily in Chutz Laaretz is not entirely clear. The Nagan speaks about the Chasam Sefer. The Vilna Gaon tried to reintroduce daily right, 200 years ago, 250 years ago, even in Vilna, he tried to reintroduce daily Birkas Kohanim, but it didn't work. For various reasons, it didn't work. So, but actually, in Eretz Yisrael, because they follow the Purushim, follow the Minhag HaGrah, we have a Birkas Kohanim daily. If you ask most people where in the Torah is Birkas Kohanim, they'll tell you Parshas Nosa, right? Parshas Nosa, Baruch Hashem v'Yishmerecha, Yor Hashem Poro v'Elecha, Psukim Parshas Nosa. Most people don't know that actually the origin of Birkas Kohanim is Parshas Shemini. Parshas Shemini, after the Binyan Beis HaMikdash and the making of the Kelim and the Big Day Akuna and appointing Aaron and all the Kohanim and the Levim, and then there was the Yemei HaMiluim and the Chanukah Habayis, and everything has been done. And Aaron is told to bring an Elah and to bring a Chatas and bring a Shlomim. Then the Pasuk says, Vayisa Aaron as Yodov El Ha'om Vayivorechei. One word. Vayivorechei. And the Pasuk continues, Vayered Me'asos Ha'olah V'achatas V'ashlomim. Vayivorechei. He gave them a bracha. One word. We don't know what he said though. The Torah there doesn't tell us in tomorrow's Kriya Satorah. He doesn't tell us what he said. Says Rashi, Yivrech Hashem Yishmerecha, Yor Hashem Poro Melecha. Rashi says that's Birkas Kohanim. The origin of Birkas Kohanim came from Aaron HaKohen. Was written in the Chumash later on only in Parshas Nos. There are a few interesting things I'd like to make about that in the last few minutes available to me. The first is a very beautiful Balaturim. The Balaturim looks at that Pasuk more carefully. And it says he gave them a bracha. Incidentally, the whole idea of calling Birkas Kohanim the Siyas Kapayim, the lifting of the hands, is this pasuk. Vayisa Aaron es Yodah b'Ha'am, Vayivorechei. That's the only reference, because in Parshas Noso, just as Kosev Orachus B'nai Yisrael, it doesn't speak about the Siyas Kapayim at all. The Siyas Kapayim is Aaron. And it could be, the Rishonim suggests, it could be that actually the words of Birkas Kohanim were written, so to speak, or innovated by Aaron himself, right? And the Torah later on came and gave it a validated, if you like, what he says. And indeed, in the bracha, unusually in the bracha Birkas Kohanim, we don't say Asher Kedishonu Tozu V'Tzivanu, it's Asher Kedishonu B'Tishosa Shel Aaron V'Tzivanu. Why? Because of Parshas Shemini. Because Aaron instituted, and maybe possibly was even the author of these, Api Ruach HaKodesh, the author of these 15 words of the three psukim of Birkas Kohanim, and says the Balaturim that it's not just by chance that the Birkas Kohanim is mentioned in this word, in this pasuk, which ends Vayered Me'asos Hachatas Va'olah Vashlomim. He says because each one of these three psukim represents one of these korbanos, right? These three categories of the three major categories of korbanos, olah, chatas, v'shlamim. Right? He says, Yivrech Hashem v'yishmerecha. What is the shmira? The shmira is shmira min achet, right? And shmira min achet, that's the chatas. The main shmira that a person needs is al tovi edim lerde nisoyim lerde bizoyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, protect us from chatoim, protect us from our virus, right? And therefore, it says Balaturim, the Yivorech Hashem v'Yishmerecha corresponds to the bringing of the Chatas. What is the Eilah? The Eilah relates to our aspirations for Ruchnius, for growth, for Aliyah, for development, right? For a deeper and greater understanding of Emunah and Yerushalayim and Torah. And this is the Eilah. The Eilah represents Ruchnius. And that is Yo'er Hashem Pono Ve'lecho V'choneka, says the Balaturim. Yo'er is He'oras Ponim, right? That is the, we use the word Or with regard to Talmud Torah, right? V'ho'er Einenu B'seirosech, right? The HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Torah should bring light, the light of Chochmas HaTorah, the light of the Rotzon Hashem, the light of the understanding and the concept of Torah, that is the light of our life. And in fact, Chazal speak about Oro Shel Torah. Right, at the end of the Megillah, it says like Hudim Hoysa Oro Vasimcha Vasasa Vichar. Oro says the Gemara in Megillah. Oro Zutero. Right? Oro means one thing for us, and therefore Yor Hashem Pono Ve'lecha is the Oro which is connected to the Oila, says the Balaturim. And the third korban is the Shlamim, Right? The Shlamim relates to Shalom, which means peace and harmony. Peace and harmony between people. Ultimately, with the Korban Shlamim, it means harmony between the Guf and the Neshama. Because a Shlamim is partly a Mizbeach and partly eaten. And the idea of eating Kodshim, the Kedusha and Tara, is a way of, if you like, bringing harmony between the Guf and the Neshama, between the physical and material needs of a human being, right? And that is a great Kiddush of Klal Yisrael, right? The Rishonim say that even though it's true that a non-Jew is allowed to bring a korban, right? And when Shlomo HaMelech in Melachim chapter 8 gives his great introductory speech to the Beis HaMikdash, what is this Beis HaMikdash for? He says a God-fearing non-Jew is welcome to come into the Beis HaMikdash and to bring a korban, but Chazal say he can only bring an oila. He can't bring a shlamin. A non-Jew can't bring a shlamin because there's a special inyan of the neshama of Klal Yisrael to be able to eat kodshim batar, to engage in the activity of eating meat, which is a physical process, and to do it completely l'shem shamayim and l'shem mitzvah, that is a special gift, and that's the shlamin. That's the harmony between the guf and the neshama. So that's a chiddush, I think, here of the Balatur, which I haven't seen anywhere else, to link up these three korbanos with the three psukim of Birkas Kohanim. The Yishmerecha is the Chatos, the Yoer Hashem is the Oila, and the Yosem Lecha Shalom is the Shlamim, and that is a beautiful, I think, insight into the nature of these three these three korbanos. I'll just finish up with something I saw in the name of the Arizal, which is also particularly relevant to this time of year. So he suggests, now Rizal says, also I haven't seen this anywhere else, that the three psukim of Birkas Kohanim actually relate to the Shlosha Regalim. And that in actual fact, the Yivarech Hashem, and basically, each one of the Shlosha Regalim bring a bracha into the year for Klal Yisrael. And indeed, in our davening, we say, V'hasiyenu Hashem Elokeinu, es Birkas Moyadecha. Right, every moyed carries a bracha, and that bracha changes the year for them. The forthcoming year is infused with a bracha which you get from the moyed. What is the bracha of Pesach? Says the Arizal, the bracha of Pesach is Shemira. It's a Leil Shimurim. The Leil Shimurim, or Shemaritem es HaMatzos, right? The Shemira, which is so much part of Pesach, that is the Shemira for the whole year. The whole year we need a Shemira. We need a shmira from mazikim, we need a shmira from anti-Semites, we need a shmira from viruses. I'm sure you're all aware the shmira we need. It's a nace that I was able to get out of Israel, and it was equally a nace I was able to get into the UK. I'm sort of hoping that next week they'll let me out and let me in again. But you never know. Until the last minute, you never know whether the authorities are allowing travel and under what circumstances they're allowing it, all sorts of bedikas, even though I'm double vaccinated already two months ago. I'll call Pauline the Shemira we need. Shemira from the illness, also Shemira from the side effects of the virus, whether it's economical side effects or mental health side effects. The disaster of the virus is massive. And we all need a Shemira from that. Says the Arizal, Shemira in the year comes from Pesach. Right? And then Yorash and Ponovelech, as we said before, is Torah, that's Shavuos. That the Matan Torah of Shavuos gives us the Or HaTorah and gives us the Segula all year round to be able to be Mekabel Torah. Kabbalah HaTorah is something which is 24/7, Nosen HaTorah, in the present tense. Right? Nosen HaTorah means every day we get a Kabbalah HaTorah. And that comes as a result from Shavuos. And then there is V'yosem Lecha Shalom, that Sukkos, Peres Sukkos Shalom Aleinu, that the Sukkah represents the Shalom of the third pasuk of Birkas Kohanim. So here you have something very, very beautiful. Now in these three very, very short psukim, you have also the yisod of the korbanos, and you also have the bracha of the moyadim. And here we are between Pesach and Shavuos, Yei Rotzon indeed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could give us the Shemira of Pesach and bring us closer to the Or HaTorah of Shavuos, and it should light up our lives and give us a bracha. And indeed, my bracha to you all, Rabbeisai, is you should join me in Yerushalayim. Right? Shana haba b'Yerushalayim b'chein yirat. Amen. Amen.